Scotch?
I bet he's had 20 beers today. That's how many I had when I tried to plug the television into that dog.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. Good things will come if we don't let others discourage us. Steven Spielberg only had a C average before he dropped out of college at Cal State Long Beach in the late 1960s. Wasn't surprising, therefore, that he was rejected admission to USC's prestigious cinematic art school, even though he applied twice. What is surprising is that in 1994, after Spielberg became famous for directing movies like Schindler's List and Jaws, the same school that denied him admission as a student decided to award him with an honorary doctorate as a director. Spielberg agreed to accept the award only if it was personally signed by the admissions officer who had rejected him twice. With great humility it was. The Bible says, let's not grow weary in doing good. In due season, we'll reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Whether you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, the application process couldn't be any easier than it is right here at Alabama Home Mortgage. We don't keep banker's hours here. At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can complete your application 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No appointment necessary. On the go? No problem. We know you're busy. You can start the mortgage process right from the palm of your hand. Apply on your time, not ours, by visiting our Facebook page or website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Click on the Blink link to get started today. After all, there's no place like home to apply for a loan. If you are ready to apply for a home loan, wait no longer. Apply today at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Or give me, Kim Williams, and my team a call at 567-4223 to get your Alabama home mortgage today. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want to move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Bundle up. It's going to be a cold one out there tonight. Partly cloudy with the overnight low temperature down to about 30. The winds will die down. For tomorrow, look for a mostly sunny day. I think it's going to be nice. High in the upper 50s. That's perfect this time of the year. Great weather for the Camellia Bowl tomorrow night with temperatures falling into the 40s. Then on Sunday, scattered showers, high in the lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms move in Sunday night into Monday. Monday's high around 68 and mid-60s on Tuesday with more scattered showers. Our free weather app will always keep you on top of the weather changes. conditions, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, current conditions, radar, and a lot more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Blue Haven Pools can show you how you can own a new smart pool. A smart pool is virtually maintenance-free and will save you money. Call Blue Haven Pools today, 277-3100. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
That's great. It starts as we inaugurate. Some say the turnout wasn't great. And Donald Trump, yes, he complained. The Crimson Tide pipes up in Atlanta. Falcons get burned. Where's Brady's jersey? White House pissed about leaks. La La Land, Oscar Yank, Women's March, Black Lives Matter, dragged off United Flight. Comey gets fired. Penguins winning seven games. The travel ban is overturned. And Michael Flynn resigns. Kim Jong-un is warned of fire and fury. What's the hurry with the iPhone 10? Beyonce pregnant photos, Justice League movie flop, fidget spinners go crazy, fire, best, Danny and Jon Snow, Amazon buys Whole Foods, Aaron Hernandez kills himself, Roy Moore hits on teens, JFK files release, Kendall Jenner's Pepsi ad, Tiki torches and the all right, the NFL's unpatriotic, J-Lo, A-Rod, Bitcoin, sky high.
It's the end of the year as we know it, it's the end of the year as we know it, it's the end of the year.
Houston flooded, Charlottesville unhooded, Prince Harry, he's engaged, Robert Mueller investigates, there goes Frank and there goes Conyers, step down, players deal, Trump tweets, uh-oh, Warriors beat the Cavaliers, Charlie Rose is out of here, Mayweather beats McGregor, Harvey Weinstein is a swine, Kopepe, what's the meaning, Kellyanne's alternative facts, Dakota Pipeline.
It's the end of the year as we know it, it's the end of the year as we know it, it's the end of the year.
Charlie Manson, Bill Paxton, Jody's dead, died, died.
It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It flew right by.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
For a few days off. Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I'm your gracious and affable host, Greg Goodell. My tunnel light sidekick.
Joey.
Well, he's not here, but somebody special is.
And here they are.
And her name is LaDonna.
Please clap.
Hello.
Good to have you back in the studio.
Good to be back.
She's our mistress of ceremonies at Baumhauer's on Wednesday night.
Yes.
And we've started a Facebook page for the Knights of the Roundtable.
We have, Knights of the Roundtable.
I've been negligent in promoting that on my page, so remind me to do that this afternoon.
People have been really good on Wednesday night getting the word around, so.
Although Facebook today, it's the lead story on Drudge, says, yes, using Facebook can be bad for you. It's like when I come in this afternoon, somehow today I did something that cost me two friends.
Uh-oh. Not you.
Nah, it's...
No, it's not you.
Political stuff. Maybe it was this joke about harassment where this woman appears before her boss and says, all the other women in the office are suing you for sexual harassment. Since you haven't harassed me, I'm suing you for discrimination.
I like that.
Yeah. Maybe his reply is...
You sure is ugly.
Oh, my goodness.
Gloria Allred, what a fraud. Okay. It can't be because of the cute animal videos.
Oh, no way. Those are adorable.
Yeah, little Malteses.
Yes.
ESPN, this story that we kind of covered yesterday, has warned employees about politically charged tweets. And trust me, if they thought that politically charged tweets were helping the network, they wouldn't gather all 475 remaining employees into a big meeting and say, cut the crap, or you're going to be out of a job. So, at least initially, who would have thunk? back when we were first watching Chris Berman and all those guys from the early days of ESPN, that we would at one point be turning our backs on them because they decided to get political. It's never occurred to me that that could happen one day, but it has. It's cost them Monday Night Football viewers. The ratings are in the toilet. They've had to fire, between last year and this year, several hundred employees, both on air. A couple of those that I actually turned to ESPN to read what they had to say, gone. So I never go there now. And it's clear that they're just as deep into the left wing as anybody else. And I don't understand it. You know, they don't seem to mind athletes making millions of dollars. They themselves, the big profile anchors, don't mind making millions of dollars. But they seem hell-bent on propping up a government that wants to pick and choose who can make what. And it's really gotten old. By the way, I went to Infusion before I came here today.
Yes.
And did an IV.
Is that the glow I see?
That's the glow.
Oh, I like it.
That's the glow. Part of that glow, though, is due to the lady who was in the IV chair next to mine. Her name is Janet.
Yeah.
And we got to chatting. She's a listener, and what an amazing woman. What a story she had to tell.
Really?
Yeah. She's had some real tough breaks.
Yeah.
Some passings of people close to her, and more than one over the last year. But her spirit and her
attitude,
just amazing. Yeah. Very inspiring. Very inspiring. So,
isn't it, though, when people go through things and they share that with you, mm-hmm. it's just uplifting their attitude about it.
Let me share something with you.
Yes.
I hope to share without getting all weepy.
You wouldn't get weepy.
You know better than that. Who are you kidding, LaDonna Brooks?
Jeez. You haven't changed a bit, I guess.
Like you don't know me. Oh, my God. I came in, there was a, and I love this card because... Yeah. Cardinals are a family favorite.
Oh, okay.
Quite a few cardinal decorations around the house. And the reason for it is there was a cardinal that could be rich, so grab that. I'll just describe this to the listeners.
Please talk.
The, when my dad was alive, there was a cardinal that used to be in the backyard, had a, they have a very distinct call. And my father was a good whistler, so he would communicate with this bird. And cardinals are just beautiful. Yeah. They are a color red that is unmatched in nature's kingdom.
Hang on one second.
And my dad passed away very suddenly in the summer of 94.
Hey, Rich, how are you?
We never heard the cardinal again.
Hang on one second, okay?
So my sister and I have kind of adopted that as our... as sort of a symbol of Pops, you know, is, because we never heard that cardinal again after Dad passed away. And that's part of the reason why anything with a cardinal on it, except a baseball uniform, I'm not a big fan of the team.
Okay, sorry about that. Either.
But I got a card here, and inside it says, Greg, thanks for sharing your experience, strength, and hope over the air. It helped me get back in the program a year and a half ago, one day at a time. And it's just signed a friend of Bill W. And this absolutely touched me to the core. That was the first thing I saw when I came in this afternoon. And that really meant a lot to me. Thank you for sending me that. Do we have...
Rich on three.
On three. Well, let's bring him in properly.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We're not talking weather today, but no. It is a cold winter's day out there.
Yes, we are, but I don't have a jingle shout that says Rich Thomas Movie Critic. So
I just got out of Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Yes.
And our buddy Jay's just about to, he's probably getting popcorn right now. He's just about to sit down into the IMAX theater.
I saw him packing his lightsaber into the car when he was leaving.
So, you know... I'm going to choose my words very carefully because if I hadn't gone to see the movie yet and I was planning to, like, tonight, I wouldn't want to hear anybody say anything about the movie. Mm-hmm. I think I can say this. I'm a very happy Star Wars fan. I came out of there very happy. I'm happy because when Disney took over this project a few years ago, all of us worried would they you know, would they screw it up? But I got to give J.J. Abrams some kudos because they've done a really nice job with the series.
Were you thinking that Darth Vader might have mouse ears or something?
maybe there's a Where's Waldo in there somewhere where you have to look for the Musketeers. But I'll tell you what, I mean, I can tell you a couple things without telling you anything. You know, obviously you know that Luke Skywalker's in it. You know that Princess Leia's in it. You're going to see C-3PO. You're going to see R2-D2. You're going to see Chewbacca and Yoda. But beyond that, I would tell you, if you haven't seen the movie yet, don't quiz anybody. Don't ask questions to anybody who's seen the movie. Just go in there not knowing anything and enjoy the movie.
How did Bailey like it?
She was looking at me like, where the heck were you for the last 3 hours?
They don't serve chicken there, do they?
They do not serve chicken there. You know it's getting great reviews around the country. I'm anxious to see the box office numbers. I know it got $45 million just last night, right?
No. As a matter of fact, the story is that it did worse. This one did worse than the last one on the
really on the opening night.
$12 million.
Well, 12, is that right? Mm-hmm. $12 million. How about that? Interesting. Well, whatever it made in dollars, you won't be disappointed. And beyond that, again, I say don't ask anybody details about what happened.
Hold it! I have to make a correction. It did $45 million in preview shows.
That's what I thought.
That was $12 million less than the last one.
Oh, I see.
The same time frame.
Yeah, I thought it made 45 last night. Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know that I'm going to go to the theater and see this one, but mm-hmm. at least now, after this year, I could still go and enjoy it. It wouldn't be like a totally foreign experience because you guys have loved me enough to make me a Jedi.
You are really coming along as a Jedi too. You've got you're two movies deep in, and you got like six more to watch here now.
Yeah, I've got to do the third one in the first trilogy,
right?
And a lot of people have mixed views about the three that came out at the beginning of the last decade,
right?
Whenever that was, and then I have not seen the one that preceded this one. So should I skip the middle three and go to these?
You know, I know a buddy of mine is with his nephew. His nephew's come from out of town, and they're watching them in order, not in order of how they came out, because remember, number four was the first one that ever came out. mm-hmm. So they're watching it in chronological story order, and then so you started at four. You've seen four and five, but now we're up to you know, we've gone beyond that. We're up to eight. So they went back and they did one, two, and three.
Yeah, The Empire is the next one on my list, I think.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, no. You've done Empire. Jedi is next one for you, right?
That's the third one after
right.
the...
Yeah.
What are y'all talking about? I've lost y'all.
You got to see Revenge of the Jedi.
I've seen it, but I couldn't tell you. Empire and Empire Strikes Back is all I could tell you.
Right. Well, those are, the first two, yeah. A New Hope, and then The Empire Strikes Back is the second one.
All right, Rich, so on a four-star scale.
Look, again, I'm choosing my words very carefully. I was very, very impressed.
All right, now let me put you to the test. Let's put this movie to the Rich Thomas test. Was it
fantastic?
Was it
great?
Was it
awesome?
Yes.
All of that.
Oh, I was going to say, pick one. Pick one that works best for you. And
it was awesome. It was a great experience, and I've been counting down the days for a long time, as you know, on the timeline.
Mm-hmm.
And it did not let me down one iota. In fact, I'm very excited for Jay right now, who will be, he's probably sitting down right now.
I hope that Jay will call us after it's over. Text. In fact, I think I will text him.
Yeah. So he'll be done at, let's see, 3:30. Yeah, it's going to be late in your show there.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
When he's done. So anyway, you'll like it. You will like it.
Sweet.
Rich, we appreciate the call. And
yep.
I'm glad you had a good time, because I know you were looking forward to this. And, you know, sometimes expectations I mean, I've got those about the movie we all plan to see, The Darkest Hour.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that that movie lives up to my expectations.
Yeah, next Friday maybe we can watch that, you know?
That's what I'm hoping we can put together, a plan.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Hey, I'll talk to you before you get on the road Sunday.
Okay, buddy.
All right, man.
See you. Oh, I forgot to tell him to give Bailey a kiss for me.
Yo, man, can I have some chicken?
Bailey. Right, and this is?
East.
East of the Rockies.
Yes.
Hey, good afternoon. Yeah, good hearing from Rich. Hey, look, Greg, one of my favorite times of the year is when you play the REM compendium of all of the news events. Man, I tell you, that is some great radio.
It's well done. And
yeah,
the service that produces that for us, today is their last day of service for the year, so it's always the last thing they do.
Wow.
And it pretty much
now,
covers every name.
Can we depend on plenty of that while you're gone?
Sure, but...
if you call in and request it.
I will.
I showed Jay how to find it, so just tell Jay.
Yeah.
That's great. Greg, I hope you have a nice trip in LaDonna. It's good to hear you laughing this afternoon.
Oh, well, thank you, East.
All right. We'll see you later.
All righty.
Thanks, buddy. All right. We have heard that...
Oh! Alan! Alan! Alan!
...is going to crawl out of his prairie dog hole.
Yeah.
And join us sometime after 4 o'clock.
Cool.
But I'll believe it when I see his smiling red-haired face walk through the door.
Have faith, have faith.
Okay, 3:23 on Fridays, we take requests. Among the news stories we've been watching today, it's obvious that the FBI is corrupt as all hell.
Yes.
These women that were paid, one who started at $10,000, eventually was offered $750,000 to accuse the president of harassment, and then... backed out. Maybe she had a conscience. It's unbelievable. Just unbelievable. And let's hope little pissant Marco Rubio gets on board with the tax cuts so we can get something done this year. How lame is that group in D.C.? They're just pathetic. 3:23. Life can hand you tough breaks from time to time. Some can become unmanageable. And largely... things that, at least from my own experience, that became unmanageable were things that I tried to manage without help. Divorce is one of those things that can easily achieve that status in your life. So if you're a guy and that's the card that you're dealt, get help from the best. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson, Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law, who specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. My suggestion, maybe you know a guy who's just been hit with this. And, of course, at this time of the year, anything is so much more impactful because we're trying to have the best possible Christmas time we can. Suggest their website, divorceformenalabama.com. Have them read the testimonials, and in there you will see, in the words of their clients, the difference they made for them in getting them through the process. Because the whole idea is to turn it over to people that will fight all the battles and keep you away from the trenches. That's the idea. When you start getting involved directly, that's not, in most cases anyway, going to produce a good outcome. Let them take care of business for you. They're really incredible. We've had them in the studio numerous times to talk about all kinds of issues, and I really enjoy working with them. So if you need them, their number is 819-4810, 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law. And again, the web address, if you need it or someone you know might benefit by a visit, is divorceformenalabama.com.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn's name says it all. They're more than a typical pawn shop. Sure, they can get you the best price on your pawn, but let's talk about the high caliber part. Danny and the staff have been dealing in firearms for over 40 years. Hey, you're not just a customer at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. You're family when it comes to hunting gear or personal protection. Check High Caliber Gun and Pawn. They buy, sell, and offer FFL transfers. Active military gets their first transfer free. Make this season a trophy season. Visit High Caliber Gun and Pawn today. The fairest pricing on firearms in the South. Better than gun show prices every day.
You get in-house and factory warranties on your purchase. It's all here. New, used, ammo, cleaning, and repair. Head to Prattville to High Caliber Gun and Pond on South Memorial Drive, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Just look for the little blue building bursting at the seams with savings. You know, Christmas is closer than you think. Layaway now at High Caliber Gun and Pond.
Mr. Sandman. Mr. Sandman Mattress is having a fiery hot Christmas sale. We have greatly reduced our inventory exposed to smoke, but many bargains remain. New mattresses and foundations in sealed bags and let us sit on the outside are at liquidation prices. We have restocked most of our top sellers from Serta, Jameson, Restonic, and others with factory fresh inventory for fast delivery or pickup. To compete with our Montgomery store's fire sale prices, our Millbrook store is giving extra discounts on many popular mattresses. All factory fresh, full set start at $179, King Mattress from $149, twin mats from $89, and we have some fabulous latex closeout models from Jameson and Restonic. We also have the Pure Talalay Bliss latex mattresses at fabulous discounts. Compare these to any mattress at any price. They are the very best. Headboards and beds are also on sale, and a new pillow makes a fabulous Christmas present. Our temporary location in Montgomery is at 5240 Atlanta Highway, across from Faulkner, and we're on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General. All of us at Mr. Sandman wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah.
Hi, this is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. For 12 years, we've called Montgomery home. And one thing that we've learned is that local business drives the local economy. It's the lifeblood of our community. So when you're thinking about a purchase, think local first.
Hi, this is Tyson Eves with Serendipity Uniforms. When you're looking for nursing uniforms, look to us. Serendipity is your one-stop shop for nursing and children's uniforms. We're proud to be a local business, and we care about our community.
It's our community. Buy local. Think local. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
I know that Jay Scott in particular loved that, but he's probably already in the movie theater getting ready to watch, you know, have a nerdgasm with the new Star Wars movie.
Rich,
I get such a kick out of Rich, you know, picking his language so carefully because he doesn't want to spoil it for somebody. Here's a call. LaDonna Brooks helping us out today. Who's this?
Hey, Mom Nut.
Mom Nut.
Yeah.
That's who it is.
I've got an interesting Uber story for you. Yes, that the trend this year now when people need to go to the hospital is to call Uber and not an ambulance because of the cost. Have you ever driven anybody to the hospital?
When I talk to them, they go crazy. End up in the hospital.
So you've taken people to the hospital.
Hear that? That was not Uber. Hey, anyway.
Can you get a little closer to your phone? Because it sounds like you're calling us from a galaxy far, far away.
Well, anyway. I'm glad you're talking about movies. Because Joey was talking about a movie that you were in last night. Did you hear?
No.
He was talking about a VHS. It was an old VHS porn flick from the 70s. He said it was you in there. Wasn't you a 70s porn star?
Yeah.
Anyway. Bye.
Okay.
All right. Who else would like to call in?
Says Weird Friday, Freaky Friday.
Well, not yet. I mean, it's always a little bit different when Mun Nut calls, right?
Yes, it is.
King Mun Nut the First.
That's true.
I just got an email from a listener on a lost dog situation. Russ, if you're listening, I'm going to need some contact information for you, because I want to help you. Look at the, there's Russ's dog.
Aww.
This thing, Alpine community of Deetsville. Okay. Grab those and while you're doing that, I'll catch everybody up at 3:31. And it really is a cold, clammy day today. No doubt about that. You could find yourself in a situation where you go to flip on the heat and nothing happens. Well, the way to avoid that kind of situation from happening is to team up with Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I can tell you from personal experience, I've been with Clark's for, gosh, since 2008, when I became a homeowner here in Montgomery. And I'm a member of their club, two annual tune-ups a year. I love the fact that Melanie or one of the Clark's staff will call and say, hey, you're due. You know, we're about to turn into the hot weather season. Let us get out there and give you a tune-up so we can make sure that you're good to go for the season ahead. Check your refrigerant and so forth. Thanks to the EPA, there are a lot of issues connected to refrigerant, too, that have become problematic. You need to know these things. Clark's takes care of all that for you. They also get in there and make sure there's nothing going on that could lead to systemic failure, because nobody wants to spend thousands of dollars. You, oh, God, I'm going to have to replace my unit. But the main reason units need replacement is consumer negligence, so don't let that happen. You can solve it all with one phone call to 277-2125, 277-2125, or visit clarkcomfort.com and get yourself a membership. It's a $100, $59 investment against spending thousands to replace your system. So, and the people, God, that's the best part of the whole thing with Clark's. Their technicians are outstanding. Their plumbers, they all know their stuff. But they've all been thoroughly background checked, drug tested on an ongoing basis, and that's what you want. High caliber folks looking out for the comfort of you and your family. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, you better call Clark's, 277-2125. Or visit clarkcomfort.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. No problems at the moment. Everything moving along real well. The interstate systems are all clear. Nothing doing around the Boulevard Atlanta Highway. Might run into some extra traffic because of the premiere of the Star Wars movie this afternoon. But right now, everything's doing real good. Enroll now for admissions and financial aid for spring classes starting January 10th at Trenum State. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
It sounds simple, and you hear it often, but if you enjoy holiday cheer in the form of alcohol, please don't drink and drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Hey, by the way, if you do overdo it with alcohol, remember Infusion. They can fix you right up if you partied a little bit too hard and are feeling major hangover issues. Let's give a big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
Hello, good afternoon, and hello, LaDonna.
She's busy getting some information for us on the lost dog, so...
That's okay. I appreciate Rich giving us a spoiler-free review of The Last Jedi. I haven't gone to see it yet. Our family is getting together on Tuesday and going en masse to go see it. So I'm trying to stay away from the internet and stay away from any spoilers. Mm-hmm. But I would recommend that you watch Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens before you go see The Last Jedi, because it will help you fill in some plot points for you.
Now, let's be sure what you're recommending to me here.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the most recent Star Wars movie, the one that came out last year?
No, the one that came out last year, you can skip it. It's okay. That one's called Rogue One. You can watch it some other time. It takes place right before A New Hope. That first one that you watched, so you can skip it.
A New Hope.
Yeah.
The only two I've watched were the one that came out in 1977 and the one after it.
Yep. You saw A New Hope and The Empire Strikes Back.
When did they start calling it A New Hope?
Well,
here's the weird part about that. George Lucas, when he came out with the Empire Strikes Back, when people saw it for the first time, I was one of those. And it came up with Episode 5, and we were like, "What? What?" You know. And so the next time the first one came out, it was then retitled Episode 4, A New Hope. So it's all George Lucas' fault. Blame it on him.
Okay. It's confusing enough.
I know. So you need to watch the one that came out 2 years ago, The Force Awakens. It'll introduce you to Rey and Ben and Poe and BB-8. You'll get introduced to the cast of characters that are prominent in this new one that's coming out right now.
Oh.
So you'll get your scorecard. You know, you got to know who's playing second base, you know. And so when Manny slides into home, you know who he is. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it is a little confusing having to keep track of all these people and know who's the good guy and who's the bad guy. And, oh, this guy starts out as a good guy and becomes a bad guy. And this guy starts out as a bad guy and becomes a good guy. It's a little confusing. But anyway.
I don't understand a word you just said.
It's fun. All the reviews that I read so far have said it's fun and it recaptures the old magic. And some people saying it's the best Star Wars yet. So we'll see.
Okay.
I'll let you know. After I see it. Do you remember a song by Tom Lehrer? Came out in the 60s. It was his Christmas Carol.
No. I have a couple of Tom Lehrer songs, but not a Christmas song.
Yeah, if you can find it, play it. But it's his ode to commercialism, and it's set to a Christmas tune.
Look it up.
Rather funny. Yeah, but anyway. Gonna miss you, buddy. Have safe travels.
Thanks.
And we look for you to come back after the holidays. So Merry Christmas and all that stuff. We'll catch you on Reba.
Appreciate it, buddy. Take care. Here is Jeff. Oh, I forgot to give him a Warhawk goodbye. Hey, Jeff.
How are y'all doing?
Well. How are you? Man, enough about us.
Well, just been busy. You know, I haven't been able to listen to you guys in a while. I've got another job. I'm not driving everywhere anymore, so haven't been able to tune into the radio as much as I've been able to. And LaDonna, how in the world have you been? We've missed you on the morning show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Been doing good.
Good.
Been doing real good.
I didn't know what happened to you. I was glad you're okay, at least.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely okay. I got trained under the best, and me and a friend of mine actually started a podcast, so we go out to local businesses. Yeah, so it's been a lot of fun.
Well, that sounds awesome. What's the name of the podcast?
Hicks and Giggles.
Okay, you know what? I've heard of that.
Guess
I've
Who's heard Giggles? Of
that. I'll just check it out now.
Well, thank you.
But yeah, I just wanted to call and check up on you guys. I haven't been able to listen or talk to you in a while, but I'm glad everything's been going good.
Well, I'm glad that you're listening today.
Yes, ma'am. Greg, I want to be a Bonhart's Big Shot.
We're not doing that this week.
Oh, you're not? Oh, okay. No. I didn't know.
No, that will resume after I'm back. That'll start up again a week from today.
Okay. You're heading to Florida to your daughter?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I hope you safe travels and Merry Christmas to y'all. And I'm glad to be able to talk to y'all again.
It's good to hear from you. Take care.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
All righty. And this is Scott.
Yes.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, how y'all doing?
How are you?
I'm pretty good. Is this one of them Always Fresh Friday?
Yes.
Can I hear toast?
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 Toast.
Well, that's the perfect thing to warm us up in a nipply afternoon.
And I got another question for you. I sent you I didn't even know you were on my Facebook thing, but I found you on there, and I sent you a Chicago Tribute Band video last week or the week before. Did you get that?
A Chicago what?
It's a tribute band. They sound just like them. The dude singing sounds just like Satria. The dude on guitar sounds just like Cass.
Mm. Did you send it to me through Facebook or through regular email?
No, it was through Messenger. On Facebook, yeah.
I will look for it. I've had a ton of messaging. in the last couple of days because we've been working with the Roland family, trying to help them, and I've been really focused on taking care of that, and I haven't had a chance to get too deep into messages and stuff. So I apologize, but I will take a look for it. I'll have plenty of time on my hands when I'm down in Florida.
And I also wanted you to know that's a good thing that y'all are doing for the Roland family.
Well, you know, they've never asked for a penny, and I didn't ask our listeners to donate a penny, and yet we have made an enormous difference for them recently. Yeah, and I'm really, I'm so proud to have the kind of people that listen to this show, man. It's a privilege to be here.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Well, all right, well, you have safe travels, and I'll let you all
know. All right, thank you so much. We got to take a quick break here. We got Rich's forecast, and we'll play Toast, and then we'll be back to your calls at 272-9228.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. Bundle up. It's going to be a cold one out there tonight. Partly cloudy with the overnight low temperature down to about 30. The winds will die down. For tomorrow, look for a mostly sunny day. I think it's going to be nice. High in the upper 50s. That's perfect this time of the year. Great weather for the Camellia Bowl tomorrow night with temperatures falling into the 40s. Then on Sunday, scattered showers, high in the lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms move in Sunday night into Monday. Monday's high around 68 and mid-60s on Tuesday with more scattered showers. Our free weather app will always keep you on top of the weather changes. Hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, current conditions, radar, and a lot more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All right, those of you who are on Facebook, who have not given in to the toxicity, I just posted a thing on a dog that was lost in the Alpine community of Dietzville. Russ has reached out for our help to try and find Danicus. I got pictures. I got Russ's contact info there. And I know we have a lot of listeners up that way. So please, if you have any information, Russ's number is in the post. Call him. I'd love to see a happy ending on this one.
Today's show is brought to you by Mall Security, who reminds you to lock your belongings in the trunk because they can see everything from the food court.
Hey, it's Lyle for Marguerite's. That's that time of year. We make a Christmas special that blows the doors out. Now, let me tell you what I'm talking about. On the Today Show yesterday, featured one from those big department stores in New York, a Diamond by the Yard necklace with CZ diamonds. That's not real ones. And steel for $159. Well, hey, at Marguerite's, I don't know how we do it, but we make for $199, 14-karat yellow or white gold, 10 diamonds, not diamonds, really fine quality diamonds, Diamond of the Earth necklace at Marguerite's $199 special this Christmas.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
The morning they've been waiting for is almost here. But don't worry if your Christmas tree could still use a little more love. Walmart's got your back with a great collection of last-minute gifts. The kids will be thrilled to find favorites like Barbie Dreamhouse and Google Home Mini under the tree. And with Walmart's everyday low prices, you can bring even more joy to the big day. So use the Walmart app or head to your local store to bring the holidays home today.
Jolly Days just got even jollier because this Friday through Sunday only, just $5 gets you started leasing to own top brands in furniture, electronics, and appliances. Yes, just $5. And in true Aaron spirit, there's no credit needed and delivery and setup are free. Make your holiday a jolly one. Get started with just $5 at participating Aaron stores this Friday and Saturday or at Aaron's.com this Friday through Sunday. Just $5 gets you started during Aaron's Jolly Days.
Transaction advertises a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply, so see store for details.
The growing mowing season is over, but before you know it, you'll have to take care of your lawn and landscaping again. Time to call J&S Professional Lawn Service and let John Cato and the staff give your lawn a winter prep. J&S is a cost-effective, cut-effective service that will beautifully groom your lawn and yard with an edge that stands out above the others. Get ready now. J&S Professional Lawn Service is now accepting commercial and industrial landscaping customers. Call for an estimate. Ask for John Cato at 202-8760. That's 202-8760. J&S Professional Lawn Service, a cut above the rest. Keep the jingle in your pocket this season. Shop Capital Pawn for everyone on your list and save big. And should you find you need extra cash, then head to Capital Pawn Shop and get quick cash for the holidays. Capital Pawn in Montgomery on the Troy Highway and in Millbrook on Highway 14. Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All around the country and coast to coast. People always say, what do you like most? I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them, I like toast.
Very nice.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
I get up in the morning about 6 a.m. Have a little jelly, have a little jam. Take a piece of bread, put it in the slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
Now, there's no secret to toasting perfection. There's a dial on the side and you make your selection. Push to the dark or the light, and then if a pop's too soon, press down again. Make toast.
Yeah, toast! Ah, toast!
When the first caveman drove in from the dregs, didn't know what would go with the bacon and the eggs. Must have been a genius, got it in his head. Plug the toaster in the wall, buy a bag of bread, make toast.
Yeah, toast!
Oh, oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette.
Oh, croissant, vous avez? Maurice Chevalier, Eiffel Tower. Oh, oui, Marie, baguette, bonsoir.
French toast! French toast!
I'll request Friday on News Talk 93.1 FM. Joey off this afternoon, LaDonna, in to answer the phones and...
Oui.
Get you, it's downstairs to the right. And, we've been told there's a rumor that
Alan
will be joining us after 4 o'clock. And I think, is this Legal Eagle and local heartthrob,
yeah,
Chad?
It is indeed. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yep.
Yeah.
What a chilly day. It definitely feels like Christmas out here.
Yes, and looks like it too. I mean, this, you know, there are days, even though we know it's not going to snow,
right.
I like it when the sky takes on that look. This reminds me of Chicago a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. By the way, I hope you told Rich, no worries, right?
No worries.
Yeah, you know, he thought he insulted yesterday.
No. Yeah, well, that's Rich. Rich cares about every single person that listens. And he
yes.
I've never seen anybody so hell-bent for leather on making sure everything is right with
everybody's
everybody.
Happy.
Oh, he was great. Yeah, he's always a good guy. So, enjoyed hearing Toast. Would love to hear Frosty or some of the other Christmas-oriented stuff today.
Sure.
Greg, I hope you have a great trip, buddy. And be safe down there. Have a good time. And we'll, you know, we're going to miss you when you're gone. But I'm sure Joey, also known as Junior Birdman, will be able to do really well.
Junior Birdman. I like that.
Up in the air, Junior Birdman. You guys have a great one, okay?
All right, Chad. Thanks so much.
Oh, hey. Happy Christmas with the tax cut.
Are they getting it done?
Yes. Rubio and Corker are yes votes today.
Thank God.
That means they got all the votes they need.
Wow.
Now, once again, I can worship Rubio. Rubio!
Oh, no,
Rubio!
Don't tell Joey.
Yeah. So, I thank God they got that done. They did something, you know? So, it's going to be a significant a tax cut for a lot of people. Y'all, me, everybody. It's going to be a good deal.
And here's the hope, because the market has kind of baked this in, anticipating this, and now that it's going to happen, the economy is going to take off, and all the pissing and moaning from the left, if people are feeling prosperous and secure economically, they're not going to want to tamper with that.
Right. You know, it'll take about, they'll definitely start spending some money, but it takes about a year for the actual effect of the tax cuts to kick in once they kick in. So it'll actually be toward the middle part of the last part of the term. You remember that happened with Reagan.
Yeah, but look at the growth this year. The market's up 25% based on anticipating this. Now that we're out from under the arm of the big socialists.
Yeah, now that you know there's going to be a new policy in place, that gives certainty to businesses, and I'm sure Brandon will talk to you about this afternoon. That gives certainty that they've all been looking for.
That's what we need.
We've been dealing with Obamacare for the last couple of years, and nobody knew what the hell was going to happen, right? Man. And that's why there's so much cash on the sidelines. So, anyway, you guys have a great one, and an early Merry Christmas.
And to you, too, my friend. I will be here, though, a week from today. This will be my first Christmas in Montgomery. I'm looking forward to it. My daughter's mom kind of did us a favor, because for the last 21 years, we've had Christmas Day at her house, and it's great that we can all get together and have a nice dinner.
But you got to travel and...
Well, they sold that house. And being the sentimental fool that I am, that made it easy for me to make the decision to be here this year, because that location has changed. And, I'm one of those people, man. I'm sentimental to a fault. And I don't like change. But sometimes change is handed to you, so you have a choice at that point. You either work with it and celebrate all the wonderful memories, the old place, and try to come up with a way to make new ones.
That's the goal.
That's the goal. 353, you should see my festive house. In fact, I want you guys to come over, you and Jeremy, to come over at some point during the
holidays.
Yes. You'll notice that outside I have laser lights and blue LEDs.
Do you really?
Yeah, and it was all made possible by Mr. Electric.
Sweet.
Last year, I had to borrow 50 feet. I had like 125 feet of extension cords just to get some basic stuff up, because my outside socket didn't work. So we were driving over, extension cords in the driveway.
Christmas vacation, huh?
Something cobbled together. But when we finally got Mr. Electric out to the house, we had that and a whole bunch of issues. Why doesn't this outside thing work? I went around inside the house and pressed all those red buttons that supposedly reset the fuse.
Yeah, whatever. The reset button.
I don't know what that I thought. No, that didn't work. So Mr. Kirkland, master electrician, came out for Mr. Electric. I said, first thing, since we're so close to Christmas, is why can't I plug anything outside and get it to work? So he takes the cover off and he says, well, whoever was here last wired it backwards.
That's
why there's no power coming out of here. So he quickly fixed that. But we also had, exterior lights and stuff that I could never turn on and off. I didn't know if there was power going to those things, motion activated, whatever. And in less than an hour, he had it all working. All those problems solved. Now, if you have those kinds of issues, or you have an installation that needs to be done, or there's something of concern, don't sit on any electrical issue, because those can become real dangerous problems. One of the sadder events of this year was what happened to Mr. Salmon. That was an electrical fire, and you just don't want to have to deal with that. So turn those situations over to the best. Master electrician means exactly that. That is an earned level of expertise. And that's what Mr. Electric brings to the table. Those type, and great people, just phenomenal people. Excellent customer service. When they come to your house, they put a mat down in front of your door, wipe their feet, and then put covers on their shoes because they don't want to bring any dirt in. And if they create a mess while they're fixing or repairing or installing something, they clean that up for you. So the only way you know they're there is that things work that didn't. It's great. really wonderful folks. And consistent with the Don Duncan Clarks and all the other wonderful people that provide our audience with such great customer service, they are a seamless fit into the type of sponsors we've been blessed to have on this show. So I hope you'll remember them when you need any type of electrical work done. 625-1801 is the number. And by the way, they'll tell you what it's going to cost to fix, and that's the price. That's the price. They don't say it'll cost this and then ambush you. Well, we didn't take this into account. No games. No BS. Mr. Electric, 625-1801.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
All requests Friday, 272-9228 on Happy Hour. Greg Budell with Adana. Alan joining us shortly. There's a headline on Drudge. Not making this up. It says, entire family turns transgender.
I saw that. Sad.
Well, that's one
for the kids.
Up family. That's all I can tell you. If nobody knows what sex they are, how the hell did they become a family in the first place? Somebody's equipment must have worked the way it was intended. 357. Let's see. We have Frosty. Chad wanted that. What's your favorite Christmas bit that we play? Give it some thought.
I'll give it some thought, yeah.
We'd like to amuse you this afternoon.
Oh, well, thank you.
At 3:58, let's get a quick look at the roads, and then we got a fresh edition of Fox News just a couple of minutes off.
Traffic is brought to you by Hospice of Montgomery, caring for families since 1976. Contact Hospice of Montgomery at 279-6677 or at hospiceofmontgomery.org.
Everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still hanging in there with the all clear, no problems. Interstate Systems Boulevard, all your major roadways in and around the capital city are okay right now. I'm going to start to pile up a little bit downtown. Christmas parade later this evening. Do all your Christmas shopping at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85 and McClinton & Company Development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Before traveling for the holidays, have a plan of who to call should something go wrong. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
If you are considering selling some land or a buyer looking to invest in a quality tract of land, call David Harrell at the Southern Land Brokers.
This is David Harrell with the Southern Land Brokers, and I'd like to personally thank all of our friends and clients for their support and dedication to this company.
Buying or selling land, call the Southern Land Brokers, 334-224-9520. That's 224-9520. The Southern Land Brokers, the company that puts integrity first.
If I could write a letter to Santa, I'd ask for more money for the holidays. I always come up short, especially since I'm stuck with a high-interest auto loan. But this year, ASE...